I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
You're going to roll your eyes right now, Kristen, and I know this.
She always says this, and there's no guarantees. There's only a couple things that I'll roll my eyes on.
I'm willing to bet five large American dollars. Anyways, I started reading this book by Carl Sagan that's based on a series of essays he wrote about the decline of human intelligence. He wrote it in 1993, projecting how attention spans would go down because of short snippets of media.
Yeah. I know a tidbit of that. I know with some of his predictions. I don't eye roll. I'm just like, why don't you fucking read some Danielle Steele and get some juices flowing, have some fun, read some Grisham. Keep it easy.
That's an interesting idea.
I've never burned through books faster than when I read the Bridgerton series. And now I'm listening to Harry Potter full left turn, Harry Potter on audio with Eleanor, so we're dorking out over that. I'm just saying, if you got a choice to read a book, read one that's going to make you feel something, not one that's going to be like, yes, everything's terrible. We got on a plane one time, and I had my book, which was a World War II,
romance.
Not completely.
Well, it was a little bit.
It wasn't completely. I haven't finished it, which...
you still have. This was 4 years ago.
That's how I was with... what's the book? Geisha? Memoirs of a Geisha?
Oh, my God.
That book took me 7 years to read. My sister was like 1,000 books in. She's like, Jesus, just finish it. And I'm like, I will eventually. I still have it, and it has my bookmark in it. And it's literally 20 years
old.
Wait,
hold on. Are we podcasting?
Are we podcasting?
I think we are.
Thanks for joining us at the hashtag #IMomSoHard podcast.
You caught us mid book talk, which we don't quite read enough to actually have a book talk.
We read enough to have one podcast about books.
Yeah. And Kristen can tell you books that are horny books that she started and not finished.
That's not true. I only don't finish the harder books, but the horny books I burn through.
Oh, okay.
I'm a enthusiastic, like Grisham, Danielle Steele, like... All of the, not Harlequin, because I'll just find the dirty parts and read them.
And I'm reading, currently I have on my nightstand, Carl Sagan's book.
Sorry if your underpants just did not blow back when she said that name.
Yeah, no, maybe this will do it for
Bridgerton you. Bridgerton series, can't read it fast
this
enough.
This is a study in about rural education and females that I'm reading. And yeah, see, she rolled her eyes. You see her roll her eyes? She rolled
I roll
her
my
eyes.
Okay? I just feel sorry for you. I'm like, why are you reading that if you're not taking a class? And I had to read all those for grad school. I was like, snooze.
And then I'm reading one called The 11 Nations, which is...
that's actually really good.
Yeah, it's about like how America's not this melting pot. There's like 11 distinct like
yeah.
types.
Again,
yeah.
A book I have on my shelf, but not a book I really read.
I that's read how I that, li- and then I just bang the hell out of my husband because that's
no,
what
you
does
don't
it.
Lies.
I don't. No, I know he wishes.
Because that's so weird. If I you're know. Like, God, I just want to read like, what's Freakonomics, and then get it on.
You know what?
I
if
don't.
He, if he would talk to me, if we read the same book, and then we would lay in bed and talk about it, it might lead to something.
I'll tell you right now, my husband and I are never going to read the same book because my husband wants to read all the boring ass books. Like
I gave him one, he didn't read it yet.
Because it's probably not boring enough. I'm like,
oh, okay.
Enjoy not your life. for the hours that you're in this book, man. It's like, he loves to read like Freakonomics. And then the other one was, oh God, it was literally even the book title. I was like, you judge a book by its cover. This cover is the most boring cover I've ever seen in my life.
I gave him a book that's the Psychology of the Sermon on the Mount.
Guys.
Yeah.
Are you just trying not to have fun?
By Emmett Fox. It's, yeah, it's very.
I love Us Weekly. I'll go. I do not need to sit around and talk about hard-hitting mental books. I want hard-hitting, like, makes me feel something, like girls in dresses and men's in tuxedos or a courtroom drama.
Look, this could mean that I'm broken and I understand it. I'm fully aware
of the many
ways in which I'm broken. But, like, if I prefer documentary. I prefer like some kind of an educational book because I sort of feel like it's time wasted if I don't walk away from it like feeling like I've gained some knowledge or understanding.
I could not be more the opposite.
Trey is nodding his head. Okay, thank God.
If I'm going to take my ADD medication and I am going to focus, I'm going to focus on happiness and not learning anything. That is how I...
There's that too.
I'm going to pop that medication. I'm going to be able to read like the Dickens and I'm going to read about... Dickens.
Well, I'll tell you, like, the happy medium for me between the two would be like Slaughterhouse-Five.
Oh, that's an awesome book.
Because that's, you know.
I taught that book,
it's imaginative. It's sci-fi. There's a little bit of romance in it.
Hey,
there's
listen.
Religion. It's got all this stuff. But
then
it's also.
Surprise you of my reading repertoire. I taught English.
But it's also like you do learn stuff. You like really gain like intelligent perspective from that book. So that, I like
this,
those kind.
But here's what I will say, and I've said this before. I truly believe that the Twilight series changed readers forever.
For sure.
And that book, on an average, is about a seventh grade level of reading. I have never met a writer, an English writer, that's like, I'm going to use the word nubile 5,000 times. And God bless her for doing so, because when I was teaching, and those books are 300 plus pages, they are thick ass books.
Yes.
And I had students that would come to me because I taught, you know, in a low income school that was kind of like your last chance to get a high school diploma. And these kids were not reading. They were barely writing. They were barely reading.
Yeah.
And those Twilight books came on and they were like the best thing for kids to read that were struggling with where they were at age-wise and where they were aptitude-wise, because it wasn't insulting to them and it still had storyline and sort of like sexual like tension and romance and all those things. But yet with 300 pages, so if you wanted to know how it ended, you gotta stick with it. You're not reading like an 8-page short story. And I had kids that had never ever read a book that burned through those series.
Great.
I read more frickin' book reports on Twilight. And I've read all the Twilight books.
I think they still, I've never read the books, but my husband was like,
I'm a big fan.
He goes, this was like when we, back when we were dating, he goes, you should watch Twilight. I think you'd like it. And I was like, excuse me, it's for tweens or whatever.
The movies are a little, but what? They're,
I
at
ate
the time,
them right up. I
I'm
was
sure
like,
you did.
Get in here and watch this.
Laura Davis, who, you know, was a merit scholar and went on to like do religious studies. I think she had a t-shirt with Edward's face on it. I'm like, you're little too old for that, my friend.
He was like, it's got all the stuff you like. It's like vampires and werewolves.
And Porkin.
Yeah. So it was right up my alley. Plus, I think I'm, you know, 18. So
but that's what I'm saying. I think those books, like, I think sometimes maybe we all sort of lean into, like, reading has to be this thing that is educational or you have to learn something. And I like that you think that. And I have books like that. Like the one that we're both reading, Free the Cat. I always say kill the cat. That's the bad.
Save the cat. Yeah.
It's just a, like, kind of a tutorial on how to write scripts.
Yeah.
I can't read that book fast enough. It's like
great.
A,
yeah.
But that's different. That hits a different part of my brain.
Which
whereas,
it's subjects that you find interesting though. Because
yes.
I'll tell you, like, for this, Kristen and I are writing stuff. So I was reading this book about this haunted house in New York. I have not read a book faster than that. Like,
yeah.
There's nothing that will like keep me awake at this point in my life where, cause I'm like, oh, it's 11:15. What am I? A crazy party person? Have I done cocaine? But that book kept me up to like 2 a.m. cause I couldn't put it down. And so it's like, it's subject matter. Like if you really find it interesting, then it keeps you like my son. Oh my God, you guys, he has read 15 of these Warrior Cat books and I can't think of, you would have to put a gun to my head to get me to read a fucking book about a cat, let alone like they're like,
I know, because we're not cat people. It's that's the irony here is that he is reading a book about a cat.
When, he doesn't even have a cat. He's like, I don't understand.
Yet.
But the kids
I call it right now. Yet.
And he's like, he goes to do his like reading log in class. He's like, I think I did 25 minutes. And we're like, Dash, you read 45 minutes just now and you came home from school having finished a book. Like, but he's scared to like put the wrong time on there because he's like, you guys have to sign it. I don't like, it's hilarious. But he's like this. I go, I don't care what you read as long as you're reading. I literally don't.
It's 100% right.
50 more Warrior Cat books, man.
Whatever.
Warrior Cats it is, buddy.
That's when I'm saying, oh boy, this is where I look at me, my arms crossed, and I'm like, and then another thing. When I was a teacher and I taught at this school, it was designed to help kids sort of catch up and then be able to graduate.
Yeah.
And some would get an equivalent so that you could go on to, you were not allowed to, it's not the same as like a regular high school diploma, but when you graduated, you could go to like a junior college or you could go to not a UC.
Equivalency.
Thank you. So it's sort of like a step above a GED.
Yeah.
And so the whole idea of the school, which is a continuation school or an alternative education school, is that if you were a student, you came to me and you were in trouble for skipping school or you were whatever, and I needed to put a packet together.
Let's say that may or may not be true.
It was not true.
Me? You kidding me? I skipped school so much.
Jennifer Smedley, you told me it was like 2 days. Is it more than 2 days?
Are you my freshman year? I told
you. Your freshman year?
Of high school. Yeah. My friend Mike, I told you, his mom came in. I was ironing my hair on her ironing board because I had a really bad perm and it was like, yeah, I was naughty. I was in detention so much that Mr.
Pascal. Detention?
Yeah. Mr. Pascal goes, what, were you sick if I wasn't there? I was, yes. But that's the thing. The dean would be like, I don't understand it. You have like excellent grades.
That's the thing.
Like, but, you're active and everything. But man, you skip school all the time. And I'm like,
You're like, oh, let me. Barbara doesn't need to know this, does she? Listen,
God, I get
all
nightmares
I'm saying
about
is,
my grandparents picking me up skipping. Jesus, when I die, you guys, it's going to be like, and then my grandma came in with her curlers on, and I don't deserve nice things in life. I was a liar.
Listen, man, I taught all kinds of kids, and I love them all. And some, literally this school, the thing that I was so grateful for is, first of all, here I am this, like, I think at the time I was like 30 and I'm single. I'm from the Midwest and I was raised with both parents and like kind of this like quote unquote normal person who had, I think, some ideas of how the world worked. And then I go in and I see like, oh, I don't know, a girl sitting in the office, and I snapped at her and I was like, you need to go to class. And she's like, I'm here for a parent-teacher conference. And I was like, who? And she's like, I'm the mom. And I was like, what the actual? She was literally 30 and she had a 15-year-old. And I was like, and my head was spinning and I was like, I don't know how to. But like, I saw parents working multiple jobs just to keep everybody in a one-bedroom apartment. And like, those kids got in trouble for stealing because I'm sure they were tired of seeing their parents work hourly jobs and they couldn't get cool tennis shoes, so they stole the tennis shoes and got busted.
It's good to see how it actually works, because
then,
I think people have in their head that like, oh, it's just all people like not working or not trying or whatever.
Right.
I mean, most of the at-risk kids, like at our school and that, their parents are just working poor.
Well,
and it's everywhere in the US.
And then it's
too.
The other side. I had a very interesting other side, and I will not name names, but we had very, very, very wealthy kids whose parents had so much money, and what they were was not ever present. They were never around.
I feel so sad.
And you give kids money and access and they're not around, the parents are not around, they're gonna fuck up. I mean, one of my kids drove a G-Wagon. I had another kid that lived in her car with her mom, and another kid drove a G-Wagon.
Oh,
and I was like, but I was so grateful because, first of all, it put them all together and they were all humbled. So they all had to be in this school together.
And hopefully, like, learn from each other.
Learn from each other. It was like,
not just how to be a better criminal, but like.
No, they really did. And it was so interesting. It was a really fun cross-section. I felt so, I really it opened my eyes to the world and to not make fast judgments about what I think people,
yeah,
how life is for them. Cause I'm like, you don't fucking know, man. Until you sit across the table from somebody who has literally no idea where they're going to sleep at night,
yeah,
or their little brother was taken because he had to sleep on a filthy mattress and the brother was selling drugs so they could stay in their shitty apartment because dad left. Like, these are tough stories that kind of apply everywhere if you look in your community at those tough cases. My long-winded point is that I wanted these kids to graduate, to get educated. Yeah. And so my job was they said, we need them to pass this test, which is a state test. And they have to learn how to write a 5-paragraph essay. I was like, great. Does it matter what they read? And they were kind of like, no. And I was like, great.
A board book.
How about this? I let them read something they're fucking interested in. I did. And I did have those kids who would like choose War and Peace. And I was like, just one. And I was like, please, please tell me this book report is not 18 pages long. But then I had kids obviously loved Twilight. And I had kids who wanted to read, one kid wanted to read a cookbook. And I was like, hey man, if you're not bullshitting me, if this is like real deal, I'll take it. Because I think at the end of the day, the most important thing you can give to your kid or to yourself is the ability to read and the ability to choose to read. Put the phones down, put the tablets down, grab a book and take in information through that way, because I think it does make you smarter. And I don't think it matters if it's Twilight or a book about boring data about 11 countries.
No, it's not boring.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one. Download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I read so much on the phone. I get my news on the phone.
Yeah.
Like, my husband is so bored because it's always talk radio or a podcast, like, when he gets in the car. Like, I know. She rolled her eyes again. I just am going to point out when it happens. I'm so boring.
I get in Jen's car, and I'm like, ew, what is this? It's like, in Iraq. The Dow Jones. And I'm like, like this. I want to hear Froggy in the morning giving away some tickets to Dave Matthews. Like, hey, it's 104.7. I got
she
Rick.
Loves the morning zoo. She just does, you guys. That's the kind of person she
is. Got tickets to Dave Matthews, and we're going to take the 11th caller. Okay, I've got Jen on the line.
That being said, though, I had like big brain fog from COVID.
Yeah,
and
I know.
Reading actual pieces of paper has helped my brain.
It's true.
And like taking supplements and stuff like that. But reading it on paper is so good. And I will say, if you read like a romance novel and you read it like on paper, you read that, it does the same kind of thing for your brain where you're like seeing words, you're putting things together and whatnot. But I also think like normally I'm like, book on tape, I don't know. But if it's like an audible, like.
Ooh, like a horny one?
Audible means your ears.
Oh.
Like you listen. Okay.
I mean, I know, but I meant like an audible horny book. Like, are you listening to a romance novel just out and about in your car? And then his hand slipped around her breast.
That's
interesting. Of course.
But and then they read it in a sexy voice?
Yeah, it's not our voices, Jen.
What, Midwestern nasal? Yeah. What are you laughing at, Trey? What are you laughing at?
We're like, and then he got in the car and he forgot to zip up his pants. Oh. And I was like, what do you think's happening, fella?
He lightly caressed
gross.
The cheese that had fallen on her cleavage.
He was like, what are you going to do with that? I can still put that on a cracker.
He used a nacho chip to wipe up the...
That is actually kind of horny.
I know. I cannot... Look,
I'm like, all right.
You bring cheese into the equation.
If you just have somebody else read that and not us, that might actually work.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Sorry, I'm so nasally.
I know there's like science behind reading a book as opposed to reading your screen.
But you can listen to, like one of those books that I'm reading, and it would just sort of be like a lecture or something. I know it would be boring, but I'd feel good about that because I'd be retaining something from it.
I only podcast murder and the hashtag I'm so hard podcast. So, but
you re-listen to.
I'm kidding. Listen, I just think, like getting information somehow other than a screen is key.
It is. There's something to it, and I don't know what the difference is.
But I feel mad at the screen because I can't see now, and it has nothing to do with my youthful quality and age.
She's too proud. She's too proud to
it's
turn
the
up
conspiracy.
The size on that font.
They're doing it on purpose. They're all in bed together. They decided to
the
make
glasses
it.
Company
and
the phones.
Phones.
Okay,
you heard it here first. New conspiracy theory.
The oldest business in the world and the newest.
Doesn't that not make sense? They were like, make them small. We'll make them squint. They'll need glasses. They'll buy bigger phones.
It's true. I do like a bulk order of readers on Amazon, probably three or four times a year.
And then I can never find them.
Nope.
And they all get caught in my hair. So if I'm not paying like a good amount, although the ones you have that I took.
Those are good ones, right?
Those black ones are good ones.
I'll order more. I'll get more. I like them. Those
they
ones
don't
I like.
Get my hair. And no. I was like, oops, I forgot them again.
I know. I know what's going on here. I saw my hairbrush at your house.
Which one?
The pink one. It's the yellow bowl all over again. It's the travel hairbrush. But I know you'll bring it on a trip and then I will steal it back.
Yeah, yeah, so that's exactly. And I also have a makeup brush of yours and you can't have that back. I'm just flat stealing it.
Okay.
Because you said you got new makeup brushes anyway.
I did because I'm doing this. Here, I can't give you like a intelligent information about what books to read, but I can tell you that I've been buying foundation brushes on Amazon in bulk. They're $15
oh
for 10.
God.
And then instead of like having to like wash them all the time, I just use them like a week and a half or something like
then you throw them away?
I throw them away.
No.
Why?
You got to wash them. You can't disposable brush shit. That's going to all end up in a freaking waste bin. A waste dump.
Wooden?
Yes. It's like plastic.
But wooden is okay, right?
Oh, man. Give them to me. I'll take them.
Why does Kristen all of a sudden have horrible acne? Where did that come from?
I didn't say I'm going to use them. I said I'm going to figure out a way to recycle them.
Well, you know, I could save them. I could use them for like craft projects for the kids to paint stuff.
You could give them to a preschool.
Mm.
They use them. There's
Why do all these kids have horrible acne all of a sudden? I don't understand. And I also bought, this would have ended up in a landfill. I bought for $8 at TJ Maxx clearance section, a brush sanitizer that you guys, oh my God, I'm going to do an impression of this brush sanitizer. It's like this little box that you put like all your makeup tools and tweezers and stuff like that in. And then you close the top and it does the like infrared light or it's like, you know, the tattoo thing, you know, or whatever. No, it's like a light that like kills all the germs.
I don't buy it.
You want a little like toaster oven thing. But you put it in there, you close it, you turn it on and it goes... Sanitation in progress. And I think it was a TJ Maxx because it was so fucking loud that nobody would, they'd be like, take this back because my neighbors are complaining. It is the loudest thing ever that like my husband hears it and goes like, ah! From like rooms away. It's like, it sounds like a threatening woman from like, I don't know, like.
That's amazing. As you say that, I've had the weirdest week of alarms going off. Like, look how ADD I am. I'm like, let me just go on the last thing that was said. But we got water in our, so we have a new electrical, what do you call them? Fire alarm. You know, it's wired. It's not batteries. And somehow our bathroom upstairs, which is super freaking old and we need to redo it, but who has that kind of cash? There was water that got through one of the cracks and it went down into the electrical and set off the entire fire alarm.
Ooh,
and I'm literally,
that's dangerous,
it's
right?
So, it's loud and probably dangerous, and that's why it went off. And it was like, fire, fire, there is a fire. Please leave the house. Fire, fire. And I did not leave the house. I went and tried to crack open these 16 different alarms. One by one, I did get on a thing, take it down, 16 of these suckers. And by the time I was done, I felt like the left side of my face was paralyzed.
I hear him being like, you know, she got 15 of them out and then she succumbed to the fire. I don't know why she just didn't get out of the house. They had to have been getting hot.
They were like,
hard
lady,
to breathe.
Fire. We've told you 25 times. Why don't you save something valuable instead of trying to unhook the fire
she
alarm?
She just thought if the alarm wasn't going off, then everything was fine.
She could go back to watching reruns. She could go back to reading her horny books by herself. Fire, fire, middle-aged woman,
I'll
wake up.
I'll fix this fire. I'll make sure nobody knows about it, and then the fire's not even happening.
Save your laptop, dumbass. Get out of the house.
I think what he was saying is water is mixing with electrical wiring, which will at least electrocute somebody.
Then they would go, well, it's lost on this one. We've lost our focus already. Keep it simple. Fire, fire.
Does
get
it really
out of the...
It sounds like from the Jetsons.
Yeah, it's like, fire, fire.
It's very polite.
I don't know. She's loud, and it's it might be my voice. It's loud and grating.
Dear God, I know. I was going to say, they should have my mom go like, oh, my God, I think there's a fire. Get everybody out of the house. And then everybody would just leave. You know what? My we should take my sanitizer for my brushes and have her be like, fire commencing is in process. Get out of the house.
I think that's a safe assumption as to why it was on sale at TJ Maxx. They're
1,000%.
Like, it works. It's just annoying as fuck. Yeah. Like, you
don't
deal with it.
Don't buy your fire alarm at DJ Maxx either.
Yeah, like, fire, fire. Oh, God.
You know what we should talk about for a second, Kristen, is...
Yes, ma'am.
The tour.
The tour. Okay. Got to talk about it. Yeah. We're going to...
You're
April 5th.
Yep.
Well, I'm just going to say it because these three are in a row. April 5th, we're going to be in Eugene, Oregon at this really awesome theater called the McDonald Theater.
Yeah.
And then we're going to be in Tacoma, Washington, which every time I go, I'm like, am I moving here? At the Temple Theater. Beautiful. And then we're going to be in Portland, Oregon, which we haven't been to in a really long time, right?
I
feel like we've been to Eugene and we've been to Tacoma, but Portland,
it's been a while.
Circumvented.
And it was like one of our very first shows.
Yes.
We were flying to Portland when we did our swimsuit video.
That's right.
Portland
and
Seattle. Yeah.
And I was like, who's going to see this? Everybody and my ex-boyfriends.
Yeah.
We're going to be at the Chesterfield in, I'm sorry. In Portland, it's the Revolution Hall.
Oh, okay.
So, I think is gorgeous. So,
And then just read the cities of the rest of them,
oh, right.
Just so they know too.
Friday, April 2nd, Chesterfield, Missouri at the Factory. Saturday, April 13th at Springfield, Missouri in the Gilio's Theater. I don't know why I'm doing this without glasses on.
I don't know. Here,
Sunday,
you can
April.
Just read the cities.
Well, I'm just giving them dates too. God damn it.
Go to imamsofar.com.
We're in Columbia, Missouri. We're Sunday in Columbia, Missouri. Thursday, Red Bank, New Jersey. Go to imamsofar.com. We're going to be Friday, April 26th in Glenside. Can't wait for that at the Keswick. Saturday,
oh my God,
we're going to be in Munn Hall. Saturday, we're going to be in Tulsa. That's May 11th. So if you don't want this to be a rambling and you want actual information, you can just go to imamsofar.com
right.
for tour tickets.
And some of the dates are close to sold out. So make sure you get your tickets now.
And
if you haven't been to an I Mom So Hard show, it isn't a podcast show, which
no,
we should say.
We should clear up.
It's a stand-up. It's the both of us.
Yep. It's a two-person stand-up. But we also have these two parts that we're really excited about. One part that is new, we're bringing it back. We haven't done it in about 4 years.
Yep.
And it's a Q&A section, which we had a blast in Vegas.
We had so much fun doing it.
One of my favorite questions was when she was like, what dry shampoo do you use? Or what do you do for a vaginal itch? And I was like, lady, if maybe you have an issue because you're using dry shampoo in
that's
the wrong
right.
area.
You're drying out.
Yeah, maybe those two
areas.
Worlds should not intersect.
But we can give some help to people that way.
Yeah, it's really fun for us to see like what everybody's talking about. And then we do, obviously, we go through mom bags. That's always a blast. And then we have a two-person stand-up show. And it is about liking. It's about being friends. It's about being women. Yeah. It is about being
dudes
moms.
Come, yeah.
But it's mostly just a really rowdy, fun stand-up show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're going to have a good time. And hopefully you tell us some part of your body hurts from laughing so hard. That's our favorite compliment.
If you're on the fence, do it. Come out. I guarantee you're going to be happy you did. That's what we always hear is like, oh, I didn't know if I could swing it. I had this thing. And then I bought tickets and I bought tickets for a friend. And it was the best thing I did. And it's really less to do with us. It's about the whole night that you get to be out and let it go for a minute. You know?
Yeah. Oh, I could actually, I can do this, this mom box. Here's a mom box.
Mom box.
Okay, we got this message from Carrie. Carrie, spoiler alert, did come to the show and brought her best friend who had never been to one of our shows before.
Fun.
They got together and met at the Vegas show. They
What's
lived
the
in different
spoiler?
Cities. Oh, just because she talks about the show and here she goes, hey, ladies, don't know if you remember me, but I'm the one who had the OGI Mom So Hard merch at the Modesto show.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. We've seen her like five times. Yeah. She's fantastic.
We had a meet and greet there and she was there with her surrogate. Remember, we met the surrogate.
That's right.
Yeah. At Mountain Winery. God. So fun. Okay. I've been to so many shows from Mountain Winery in Saratoga, Thousand Oaks, during the wildfires, Modesto, and more. Now I'll see you in Vegas this weekend. We already did that show, but my BFF and I are making it a girls' weekend. So do that, ladies. It's so fun. It's an excuse to get together.
Yes, it's super fun.
Yeah. We haven't seen each other in 2 years, and we're so excited. And then, you guys, she invited us to Benihana, which we couldn't go.
Right. But we were trying to.
We were trying to. We did. We messaged
We've shown
her.
Up to places. People invite us and they're like.
To birthday parties.
Yeah, they're like, hey, we're going to be at this for a 50th birthday party. And we're like, okay.
And they're like, come hang out at this bar.
And they're like, you won't. And then we show up and they literally look like.
What?
They're like, what? Yeah. We're like, are you going
so we didn't go
shovel
to
out some of that champagne or what?
But we got to meet these chicks. We invited them backstage and got to meet them and do a whole bunch of photos afterwards. So get your girls. It doesn't matter if we're in the place where you live. Meet there. Drive.
Yeah. Because these are kind of it. These shows, and we have a few shows in October, but for 2024, this is kind of it. So we also really appreciate your love and support.
That's
it means a lot to us.
We're taking a couple months off because we've got fifth graders graduating from fifth grade.
So I got to sell rocket pops out on the street trying to get money for this freaking hat that she has to have.
Track and field day.
Somebody doing those spray-on graffiti jackets. I'm like, how much?
Yeah, we're doing the hats. Yeah.
We are too. They do that. And then they
I
get you.
The
they're
idea
like,
from you.
For an extra thousand. You did? Did
I
you
really
get the
did.
Guy?
Yeah, there's a guy that does.
I should give you Jen. You,
yes, the, please. Give me your person because the one that I have does bar mitzvahs and stuff. They'll,
oh my God.
Do the hats
Jen,
apart, so.
You guys should. He. Those you two Jens. That are like PTA.
But what we need is we need more than one because they're going to do it while they're at the thing.
That's what we have
picnic,
too.
So,
and then they get you. They're like, hey, if you just raise a little bit more money, the kids get to do this extra thing at their fifth grade night. And I'm like, God, it feels like we've already got like Backstreet Boys performing. What else do they need? Jeez,
I know. And I'm like, can't somebody just write a check for this? Like, somebody just show off, okay?
Oh,
I don't want to.
That's how I roll.
Donuts and pizza tomorrow after.
Look. I think I would be a very good rich person. I'm not a rich person, but I do love, like, can I pay for this thing and then you not bother me
that's
ever
what I'm
again?
Saying. That's what I want to be. I want to throw money at I want to be a throw money at the problem. Kind
that
of
is
person.
Me. Like, that is me. They don't want me there. They don't want me there. It's fine. Yeah. Like, I'm really good in a security situation, but don't give me any administrative duties or requirements for emails or dates of anything. I'll get it wrong. Like, I'm not that. That's not my strong suit. Need me to work a MC or work like security.
Right.
I'm your girl.
We got a fundraiser coming up and somebody messaged me and they go, Jen, can you bring wine? I'm like, I'm your Huckleberry.
Yeah. We'll freaking bring wine.
Yeah, give me a price range. I can do that all day long.
Yeah, I get cornered with somebody will come up with a clipboard and a pen, and I'm like, I know that's for volunteer hours. And I'm like, can I just get money? I have $50 in my purse right now. What does that get me?
How are we talking about this? Don't you have a hot flash?
Hot flash, hot flash.
Hot flash. Kristen's got a hot flash. Excited about.
Just stop what you're doing. Stop reading your book. Do exactly the opposite of what I said and pick up your screen.
You know
again.
What another really great book to read?
Yes.
Or to listen okay. to when you're driving is I Mom So Hard.
It is actually really fun to listen to.
Yeah. We get a lot of messages where people are like, I'm listening to the podcast now because I listened to the book. We read it. We read the book.
And yeah. I think we've talked about this, but we didn't know what was going to be involved when you read an audiobook, which, as you can imagine, when you've written a book, New York Times bestseller, what's up? It's still available on Amazon.
There's a lot more crying than one would think.
Oh, my God. And I don't like to cry. I was like, there are four people behind this glass. It's like you can imagine like a sound recording booth. And so you're in this little thing. You've got these headphones on and they have the words up for you. And they're personal. Yeah. And all of a sudden I look up and there's like these two like tech dudes and like a woman I don't know very well. And I'm like talking about my aunt who has special needs or I'm talking about the relationship I have with my dad or criticism from my mom. And all of it very personal. Fire. Kristen, if you just take a few more steps around the house, you'll hit your workout goal.
Shut up.
Yeah, right. So I was sitting there and I remember thinking like, I'm going to start crying right now. Like, this is hard for me to read.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do that in front of these people. And so then I did this weird thing where I was like talking like this. And they go,
oh, yeah.
I think what they were trying to say was, you got to figure out an emotional lane and then be in it.
Stay in that
but,
one.
But like, you can't ride the fence here.
You're the listener whiplash.
Yeah, we are uncomfortable. And I was like, okay, just let me ball. And then I would come back.
My dad passed
away. Your dad had just died. Yeah.
And then, so there's one paragraph and I kind of forgot about it.
I know it's in the dedication and in the, or there's a talk where you're talking about the tour too.
Maybe, yeah. I can't remember which part it was, but they were like, why don't you just take a break? And I was like, no, I can do it. And they're like, we don't think you can. Actually.
Yeah, you're
like,
getting snot all over our microphone.
Yeah, and people need to be able to understand the words that you're saying. I'm like, yeah, I got this. And then finally I was like, maybe I can do it tomorrow. And
yeah.
Like, yeah, come back.
Yeah.
But it was mostly funny, you guys.
It is really like, funny. And it was really fun to read it on our own because I felt like it did need to be us.
Totally.
Because it can't be, I mean, listen, when we write a horny book, we're going to definitely have like somebody, English hot siren. And it's going to be the horniest book. I mean, I've already got ideas. Like
somebody who's a little bit like a mature, sexy lady,
right.
Not a nasally.
Middle-aged Midwesterner. Yeah. But I think we can bring that sexy back in that if we're like, look,
you know,
I brought out the
that,
crock
though.
Pot.
Yeah.
And my V-neck was almost under my neck. It was, I was sweating in places I didn't know I had.
You
like my.
I was nipping through my puffer coat as I carried that crock pot in through the deep, deep snow. I trudged slowly.
My moon boots.
My moon boots.
Leaving
on.
A trail of sexy behind me.
I slowly slid behind the wheel
of my Pacifica.
Of my Chevy Traverse. Four-wheel drive, you know it.
I took off my earmuffs and I let my hair flow
into a difficult parking spot with expertise while holding a koozie.
I think every guy listening to this has a boner.
Boner town. Sorry boner about town. That, everybody.
My husband's like, so you've got a crock pot. All right. All right. Oh, God. Okay, so
our book's going to be called Crockpots and Cockpots.
Crackpot, Crocs and Cocks?
Crocs and Cocks.
That's our new book. That's our next book. That's our horny book. You guys think we can't write sex? We can. We'd have to refer to some earlier
research on that also.
Okay, you guys. This guy's name is Sam Hartman, and he played for Notre Dame, and he looks like he is the lead in Braveheart. He played for Notre Dame.
What?
Thank
played
you.
What? Football?
Court.
Is this quarterback. A combine? What's
played
he doing?
He's running right now. He played the accordion.
Wow.
He's in the combine.
The accordion?
No, dummy. He's in the combine. This is the combine.
Why did you bring an accordion into it? You're hitting my Midwest tickler right there.
She brought out her accordion.
Oh. They just come from a Czech festival. and the cheese dip had gotten between her
the
breasts.
The beer ox had become quite sultry. Look at that mofo. Okay, so he played for Notre Dame.
I mean, he looks like a young Jason Momoa.
He's actually, if I dare say, hotter. I think he's going to be a Hollywood star. I'm going to say it right now. He doesn't want to be. He wants to be a quarterback. He's not going to be a quarterback. He's going to be in the 6th round draft pick, just going to say. But I think maybe he'll play like maybe a running back or something, but he is so hot and his hair naturally blows in the wind and he's got a full beard and he looks 35, but I think he's 25 and I think he'll look 35 until he's 85. Okay. So we've got a lot of time with this guy.
So is he now playing on an NFL
team? No, he'll be drafted soon.
Oh, okay. When's the draft? I don't even know. Is that?
That's a good question.
August? When does that?
I don't know.
Sooner, right?
This is him explaining his hair. Some girl on the sidelines, of course, because he's so hot. They're like,
oh, you know, I don't know
what's
if
your
I like
hair
him when he's not running.
No, I know. He doesn't. Give him a break. He just did the freaking combine
No breaks. No breaks.
No break. He was wearing a crop top before. Like, you can't be fair weather.
Oh, okay. Jeez Louise. He looks like Gaston from Disney.
I know. That's
Holy
what I'm
shit.
Saying.
Wow.
He is so hot, and he's going to be on our radar.
Are we following him on Instagram?
Of course. And then, well, no, I'm just following around him because I'm not going to go, like, straight
she
on. I'm going to play cool.
She does that, here, you guys. And then I go follow him, and then...
No, only when we follow certain things do I get irritated.
Oh, did you unfollow
No, her? I would never do that. I have not... Anybody you followed, I stay on.
That's not true.
That's absolutely true. I took your dance studio off because they put 18 posts a day.
They're
I'm like,
so
I don't
want
to see anymore. And I'm not that impressed, if I'm going to be honest.
We don't go there anymore.
Your social is not great. I mean, yeah, Jen doesn't even go to that studio anymore. I'm not following them.
Yeah.
And also, I want to say real quick, big shout out to Jason Kelce, who just retired. And his speech was so lovely. And I was a disaster the whole time. I'm also a disaster watching Kylie watch her husband retire. She's like so gorgeous and so cool. And that guy represents a lot for a lot of people. And I just read, you'll love this, that there was a vet who... was suffering. He said that he had really handled it. I don't know if this is a thing, but this is in his words. He was saying, I'd been to war and I was able to compartmentalize some of the things that I saw and some of the things I did. He goes, I don't know what happened, but in COVID, it brought back a lot of these memories. I was having these flashbacks. I couldn't stop my PTSD. I was in a super dark place. I was home alone. I was staring at the wall. And he goes, I just got on a Facebook page where Jason Kelce is, whether it's the Eagles team page or something. And he just said, like, on his own is sort of, he goes, I'm just having a really hard time. I'm a vet and I'm struggling. And Jason Kelce reached out and called him.
Aww.
Called him and said, are you okay, man? And that's why Jason Kelce, to me, is not only supremely hot, but literally like kind of this thing we need right now. He is representative of a thing we need right now, which is sort of this warm, big, he represents both sides.
You
he's
can be
a dad of girls.
Yeah,
and
that's, you can be all the things. Like, I get like, you know, there's this divide where it's like you're trying to emasculate men. Well, you have these would be hyper masculine men, the Kelce brothers, who cry and talk about their feelings and are sensitive to women and girls. And like, did you see Travis Colin Taylor? What did he say about her? He said that she was
like a queen, or
that
people
she was
love
the
her.
Biggest thing ever.
Yeah.
Like, he just is,
and he
like,
dresses, you know, audaciously, if I show.
Yeah.
But Jason, then, like, shows up in like flip flops and his wife's like, you need to change your shorts. Like, there's something about
we're
him
all
that
feeling that too.
It's that Philly thing too, that I just love. So,
well, so the other thing is I sent Kristen, which is porn for us, this video of them chugging beers at a Cavs game.
And yeah, you want to talk about
Jason Kelce, man, I've seen people drink beer very quickly.
That guy
did it in one gulp.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of foam. Very impressive.
Stop talking horny.
Imagine what he could do to a crock pot.
Imagine what he could do with an accordion, guys. Hey, did we just podcast? Did we just podcast? Cheers, lady.
Cheers.